Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Testing. Okay, all right, you go. Okay, that's way too hot. See, that's why
See?
We...
See?
All right, laugh again. Laugh again. Laugh again. Laugh one more time. One more time.
Ooh, wee.
All right, laugh again. Laugh loud.
Ha.
Laugh even louder.
Ha.
Can you laugh louder than that?
No.
Just one more time.
Nope.
Please. I got to check these levels.
Are you recording this and make... Are you
I'm testing the levels.
Me?
I'm checking the levels. I'm looking at the meters right now.
I've done it like 12 times.
Sometimes it takes 13.
Ha.
That was not a real laugh. Stop. I mean, loud. Louder.
He's messing with me.
Oh my gosh. You think everything is a joke.
You are messing with me.
Melissa, just laugh. Melissa.
What?
You're not taking this seriously. And the longer you take the...
But you did a fake laugh. I can't fake a laugh.
I did not do a fake laugh. I said, ha 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 ha.
That's a fake laugh.
But that was loud.
That's yeah, that was loud. We're not even going to be able to get started.
That's my laugh.
Really?
Yes.
You should get a new laugh. Kyle, why don't you test your mic?
Do you want a laugh or do you want a voice?
Yeah, give me a laugh, Kyle. Okay, that's perfect. Okay.
What are you? You're like a pure evil human being.
I'm not pure evil, just
You're
slightly
messing
evil.
With me.
Just slightly.
Just slightly.
Yeah. Speaking of evil, let's talk about death, you guys.
Okay. Let's do that.
Let's talk about just death.
Let's light the candles.
Dying.
Get this party started.
Dying.
Dim the lights.
All right, let's go around the room, share who's the closest person that you know that has died. No, I'm kidding. No, that's awful.
You are sick.
That is, I know, that would be really sad. We would leave here in like tears.
No kidding.
And our boss would be like, what went on in that room?
We don't talk about that podcast.
Something that needed to be talked about, Marcy. No.
We're talking about wills.
Wills. All right. Who's your, my favorite is probably Will I Am. I think he's a great front man for the Black Eyed Peas.
No, the Wills, like your
Will
parents.
Smith.
Oh,
no,
the Will, like multiple Wills.
Oh, like Will Smith and Will
I Am.
Will I Am.
Are on a track
That's
together.
Right.
The Wills.
Yeah, Will Middlebrooks, former Red Sox utility infielder.
No, I'm talking about the will that your parents leave so that you are left with something from them, that kind of will.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like if my parents told me there was like a will in our family.
Yeah, like that.
After
there's
they
a will
live.
In your family.
Like the will to live?
Yeah, no. It's the will that when they pass away, they leave maybe items to you and it's in a will so that when they go, you sit down and you find out what your parents have left you.
Are you talking about a well? A well.
Ooh, yeah, like baby Jessica
like
fell down.
You leave things in
yeah.
a well.
Like a well. Like the one the girl from The Ring climbed out of.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Ooh, Fred Willard, another great Will.
Ooh, good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what Fred Willard left in his Does Will.
Melissa, can Wilson count from Home Improvement, the neighbor who you never saw his face? That's technically a Will.
See, that's a good laugh.
That is a great laugh. That's the laugh we were looking for, Melissa. All right. Now I got your mic levels checked.
You guys. They're at my temples.
Speaking of will to live, Melissa has none anymore. No. No, honestly, a will, like when you die, should be called the will, a will to die. If you have a will to live... that should be the will to die.
I think I want to name my will I am. Ooh. Will I was.
No, yeah, will he is. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be grammatically correct. Will I am. Like, that is like...
Does anyone remember, I'm not making this political, but just to anybody, this wasn't an hallucination. Does anyone remember when Obama won and the big news was that CNN brought Will I Am on via hologram? I think about this every single year.
Do you really?
My friend and I literally text about this every single year where
Why?
We'll just be like, because it was such a weird moment.
That is a weird
because
thing.
Because it was such a, it was a monumental day.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching it and I just, all of a sudden, and it's like, hey, we got this. We got, hey, California goes to Obama commenting Will I Am. So I'm like, why'd they bring Will I Am on set? And then they just went via hologram. Like, why yeah. was that the first guy we like, used via hologram?
Right. He's got to get that. Got to get that.
Yeah. He didn't bring anything to the conversation.
No. Boom, boom, he brought that boom, 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 boom pow. Boom, boom, that jacking up style.
I'm sorry. If we talk Will I Am, I just got to remind people that, yes, in a monumental day in American history, we yes. celebrated with a hologram.
Speaking of Will I Am, isn't that what Oprah used, the Black Eyed Peas and Will I Am, on her last broadcast in Chicago?
I'm willing to bet she did, because
that's who it was.
I'm pretty sure the Black Eyed Peas were used for everything in that era.
Absolutely.
Like any song ever. Every song at every wedding reception, heck, every song on every bride walking down the aisle at her wedding was Black Eyed Peas. It was Black Eyed Peas this, Black Eyed Peas that. There were so many Black Eyed Peas.
Whatever happened to the Black Eyed Peas? Are they still together?
They got back together recently.
They did?
They're the Black Eyed Peas now.
There's just sometimes, man. Like, what? I know I agree with all your jokes, but I'm just so happy when you make them.
I appreciate
Are
that.
Are you?
No, I appreciate that.
Are you happy?
I am. As mad as I get,
no,
I
he
get
is.
So happy.
He's happy. They're great jokes.
They're great jokes.
In the words of Will I Am in the Black Eyed Peas, let's get it started. I want to know what, like, when it comes to wills, as we were originally talking about, do you guys have anything good in your wills? Like, not to give away, but to get. Like,
to get in the
yeah,
will.
If, like, a parent.
From a parent, right?
Yes.
Well, this, you know, shouldn't be taboo. I mean, because sometimes it's things that you've already discussed with your parents because it's an heirloom.
Right.
Something that's handed down in your family.
I was going to say it's part of life, but it's part of death. So, yeah, like, for example, I had a conversation with my mom.
Right.
Just recently. My mom and I always talk about death. It's kind of weird. We always talk about like what we want our funerals to look like. And my dad and my wife both hate when we bring this up and when we talk about it. They hate it. But so me and my mom usually just talk about it by ourselves. But in it, my mom will also talk about the will. Like her will. And they're getting up there.
In their 60s, right?
They're past 70 now.
Oh, they're in their
70s. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Yeah, my mom celebrated 70 on the air with us.
That's right.
Yeah, she called in. And so we were talking on the phone, and she was talking about how, you know, they're getting ready to, they have like a little beach condo down on the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting ready to sell it. And my sister's real bummed because she was really hoping that would be left in the will to her and I. When she's like, so yeah, your sister's real upset about that. And I was like, well, now that we're talking about it, who's getting the sailboat? They have a little 22-foot, they have a 22-footer sailboat.
Nice.
Very, you know, it's a small sailboat, but it's a sailboat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. And you love it?
And I love it. I'm not a good sailing. I don't really even know how to sail. But heck, I would learn if they would give it to me. And I told, so my sister lives on a river in Kentucky. I live on Lake Michigan.
Kentucky River? The 186 mile long Kentucky River?
Is it? I know a lot about
the one in between Indiana. The one in between Indiana.
There.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was just like
geographical knowledge.
Did you know it actually goes upstream in this area, but downstream in that area?
Yes, that goes by the childhood home of our 15th president, Willard Fillmore.
You know, Melissa's been waiting to another spit Will. Some Kentucky River yes. knowledge.
She's like,
for
just
years.
Thank you for every. That's,
that explains why every day in our show meeting, she's like, "Can we bring up Kentucky on this day's show?"
Talked what? About. I didn't think we've talked enough about the Kentucky
yeah,
River.
Yeah, she goes, "Do you? It's the bluegrass state, you guys." And a lot of people think Louisville is the capital. It's Frankfort. It's
why is no one talking about this?
Oh my gosh.
But they're known for bourbon.
How do we get off on a Kentucky tip?
I don't know.
Because of you and your Kentucky River knowledge.
Yeah, I know. You know a lot about the Kentucky. You knew exactly the mileage of how long the Kentucky River is.
Kentucky River Knowledge would be a really good band name, but sorry, keep
going. Kentucky River Knowledge. I'm going to see Kentucky River Knowledge. You call it KRK?
Yeah.
Oh, that I would see them at Lala.
Kentucky River College is going to play at Lala this year.
Yeah, or if no, they sound like a Windy City Smokeout band.
Windy City Smokeout.
Yeah, they're a smokeout band.
Anything else Kentucky you want to talk about?
Their basketball team disappointed this year.
University of? Yeah, my sister cheered at Kentucky, so I've got some Kentucky knowledge.
Oh, they have a really good cheerleading program.
They do have a good cheerleading program.
You two crack me up.
What?
What'd you say?
I said they have crack houses there.
Now we know where Melissa's knowledge of Kentucky stems from.
What?
You guys are so busy talking about your sports.
No, that's why.
You whispered into the mic.
I know, you did whisper.
I didn't whisper it.
They're known for their crack house.
I did.
She said, "Yeah, you just got really got really close to the mic." And then she goes, "Like, hey, by the way, did you know?"
Yeah, we're like in the middle of talking about Kentucky basketball in the Final Four, and you're like,
"They're known for their crack houses."
I don't know if you guys know this, but Kentucky's.
But they do. They've had to.
Enough about the Wildcats. Let's talk about the Wild Cracks.
Sometimes I drive to my parents and I'll be like, I think that's one right there. Serious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.